Hey, sweetie. Can I come in? You're not busy right now, are you? I was just thinking, we need to talk about us, about our sex life. No, I'm not upset. Far from it. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable with myself, with who I am as a person. Ever since I came out to you and told you I was ace, you've been so incredibly supportive. All this time, I thought my lack of desire for sex was my fault, that there was something wrong with me. And it took years to realize that, well, that just wasn't true. Like, at all. Still, when I finally built up the courage to tell you, I didn't know how you would react. Would you be angry, disappointed, confused? But in the end, you just held me in your arms and told me that you loved me without any judgment or hesitation, and you have no idea how much that meant to me. I'm so happy to have a man like you for a husband. But that's just it. You are my husband, and I'm your wife, and I still want to make you happy. For weeks now, it feels like you've been distant from me. Supportive, but distant. You even bought me that adorable coffee mug with the slogan, "Too asexual to give a fuck," which I love, by the way. We have date nights and cuddled in bed together, but you haven't tried to, take things any further. Yeah, I am asexual, babe, but you're not, and I never intended to deprive you of your needs. Baby, I want you to be happy. I want to make you happy, and I certainly don't want you to feel ashamed or uncomfortable asking me for anything, and that includes your sexual needs. If you have the desire for sexual intimacy, I don't want you to just bottle it up and keep it to yourself. I spent years just bottling things up, keeping things to myself, and it was horrible. There's no way I'm going to stand by and let the same thing happen to you. Now, I'll admit I'm not entirely comfortable with us having vaginal sex, at least. Not yet. But maybe I could, lend you a hand, if you know what I mean. Yeah, sweetie, I want to give you a hand job. If that's okay with you, I mean. If you aren't in the mood, I could always. Well, someone's eager. Oh my. Sweetie, your cock is. It's practically throbbing. And the head is. It's so big and swollen. Have you been depriving yourself this entire time? Oh my God. I assumed you had at least been masturbating. Lay back on the bed. Your wife is going to take care of you right now. Okay. Let me just. How is it? Does it feel good? Never mind. You don't have to say anything. That look of pure bliss on your face says it all. That's a look I haven't seen in quite a while. I love you. And I want to make you feel good in whatever way I can. Just tell me what you need, and I'll do my best to make it happen. What's that? You want me to talk dirty to you? Oh, Baby, you know how bad I am at dirty talk. Okay. I'll give it a try. But don't be upset if I mess it up. Here we go. Yeah, do you like that, baby? Do you like the way I stroke your big, hard cock? Sorry. I'm sorry. I won't laugh anymore. I promise. That's right. Moan for me. That's my good boy. Moan for your loving wife as she strokes your cock. What was that? Oh, really? You're a naughty boy? Oh, okay. You naughty boy. You dirty, dirty little filthy fucking pervert. Lie back and moan as your wife drains your balls. That's it. Moan louder. Throw your head back in pleasure as you get closer and closer to coming for me. That's right. I want you to come for me, baby. You've been depriving yourself for way too long. See? Now you're finally enjoying yourself. Come on. You're finally going to feel that pleasure that you've been denying yourself for all these weeks. 'Cause you deserve it, baby. Come on. And that's it. That's my good boy. Come on. Are you gonna come for me? You gonna come all over my hand? Yeah? My slutty fucking husband? Oh, yeah. You're so good for me, baby. Come on. Come for me. Oh, there we go. Oh my God, there's so much of it. There we go. Such a good boy for me. Yeah. Okay. Are you overstimulated? Yeah? You want me to stop? Okay. All better? I love you. I love you so much.